Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We can only re-elect Donald Trump.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by Essential Personnel. Now, with our legal disclaimer, here's the Health and Wealth Robot.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Now, our country is in a big old mess, but the president wants to lend us a hand.
That's right, that's right.
He wants to give some relief money to every man, woman, and child in the land.
All right.
Well, I just want to say this one time, and then I won't say it no more.
Reach on, brother.
If you've been talking trash, think twice when the postman brings that check to your door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think y'all know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Here's what you better do. Give it to your neighbor.
I'll be your neighbor.
Give it to a friend.
I'll be your friend.
The list of folks you could give it to would probably never end. Don't use it to buy any groceries, to pay the light bill, or the rent.
You better not do it.
Don't you cash that stimulus check if Trump ain't your president. If I'm not talking to you, I bet you'll know somebody I'm talking about, right?
I know some folks, yeah.
The man's just trying to help us all make it through these difficult times.
He's trying to help.
And some of you folks have been whining and moaning, accusing him of all kinds of crimes.
You know who you are.
Now, you're standing there with your hand stretched out. Well, let me give you a hint. You better not cash that stimulus check if Trump ain't your president. Don't even think about going to the bank. We're going to talk about you. You better practice social distancing. Now, I don't want you to get sick. Don't meet in groups of 10 or more. That's the way to catch it quick.
Keep your distance.
And if you're waiting by the mailbox, well, I hope you ain't got it spent.
Shame on you.
You better not cash that stimulus check. Don't you cash that stimulus check. You better not cash that stimulus check.
Step away from the postman.
If Trump, Donald Trump, ain't your president.
That's right.
You heard what I say now?
That's right.
You better mark that thing return to sender.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make us all come over there. Open up a can. Welcome to Health and Wealth Conspiracy Night with noted conspiracy theorist Terry Adams and asset preservationist David Ernest. Now sit back and relax, because it's just a matter of time before you hear Terry say,
"There's something awfully spooky going on around here."
As Health and Wealth goes all conspiracy.
It is all conspiracy night. I know my voice sounds muffled because I'm wearing my surgical anti-coronavirus mask. We're all being safe and on our P's and Q's here tonight. I got my gloves on. Thank you, Mrs. Ernest. And we're here with Terry Adams for Conspiracy Night on the Health and Wealth Show. How's everybody doing? Terry?
Doing well.
You good? And Dave, you doing all right?
Oh, yeah. I've had a busy day. Busy day.
Did you wear your mask all day?
Well, I was in the office.
You ought to draw some lips on it or something. Mine's all decorated up here.
When I took a break, I had the gloves on and everything. I've been given orders to wear this thing.
Have you seen what people are doing in Walmart?
No.
said, talking about drawing the mouth, people are going into Walmart and buying these little bags of googly eyes.
Uh-huh.
And they're going around putting them all over everything. Like, if you got a picture of a... I saw one was like a little swimming pool and this nice-looking lady on a little float, and they put googly eyes on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People just being crazy out there.
It's crazy.
To me, it seems like everyone's true nature's coming out.
Yeah.
Every time there's a crisis, that's what happens. The truly crappy people, they try to take advantage of it. Where the truly good people, they tend to try to help their neighbors. They try to do the right thing.
Uh-huh.
And,
well,
you know, random acts of kindness and all that good stuff.
My folks, my mom and dad, they're in their 80s. And I had to go out and get a couple of things this morning. And I like to go early before it gets crowded going to Walmart. So I stopped, checked with them. They needed some stuff. So it made even more sense for me to go.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have to go.
Yeah. Right.
So I get over there to the Millbrook Walmart. That's where I like to go because I know where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
They have got the entrance blocked. And they have taken the shopping carts and turned them handle side down. And they're pointing up in the air. I guess they're about...
Yeah.
4 feet high.
Oh, yeah.
And they put rope along there, and they made
barricaded.
Like a little...
I saw that one time.
It got like a little corridor. You have to go down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it's got signs along there that says, please practice,
social distancing.
6 feet. And you walk down the little lane there, and there's a couple of nice young men standing there wiping off the handles on the carts.
At least they're not hosing you down.
Well, not yet. But anyway, they say, please remember to stay 6 feet apart. And people are really cowering in there. I noticed today that a lot of people with masks and gloves, and they're really just kind of like, you know, eyes darting around, kind of scared. And I ran into a friend of mine who works in there, and she said that a lot of people are just coming in just like they normally do. They don't
Good.
Care.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of children in there, which I'm like, you know, you could leave the kids at home.
Yeah.
Or you could stay at home. They do deliver, you know. But then later I saw on Facebook, of course, it was on Facebook, it's probably true, that there were several...
On the internet.
Yeah. It was from the burning bush, you know. And they had on there that it was Walmart, Aldi, and another one, that if you came there and you got one buggy, you went in, and it's just you and that buggy and nobody else.
That's a lot of social distance.
Yeah. And so...
my buggy.
And I've been hearing other things. We were just talking to Greg, and he had heard some things going around about possible everybody getting sent home for 48 hours. I don't know
if that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. Now, Georgia, according to Epoch Times, tomorrow they're going to lock Georgia. The state of Georgia will be locked down.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they're reporting. And whether that's true or not, I guess we'll see in 24 hours.
Yeah, we'll see. You know... It is a thing to be concerned about, but, you know, as humans, we kind of overreact to things, you know. You know, I'm wearing gloves and a mask to satisfy my wife, who's an old retired nurse, and, you know, she's got doctor friends and nurse friends, and, you know, she's been reading a lot and everything, and, you know, there's this mass hysteria that's going on.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's being fed by the media.
And it is a dangerous thing. The thing is, it's how fast it's happening that's the problem. If you look at the statistics, probably more people die in automobile accidents per year in the United mm-hmm. States.
Yep.
And how many then will probably die from this?
And how many of them are wearing these masks and gloves?
Probably none.
I just wondered.
But, I mean, you know, things happen, and we should... I mean, like, we got safety devices in our cars now.
We got a phone call.
Okay.
We got airbags. We got everything.
Yeah. Got it all.
Do we need to deploy the airbags for this phone call?
Maybe.
Depends on who it is.
Thanks for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air with David and Terry. And who's this? And don't cuss.
This is William, and I'll try not to cuss.
Thank you, William.
Hey, man.
William.
Hey, I ran into your lovely wife today. She says hello.
I was going to ask if I knew that person you talked to at Walmart. But, you were talking about Walmart, what they're doing there. I was at Walmart in Alabaster, Supercenter up there.
Yeah.
Which that's, I was there because I had to be, you know what I do.
Yeah.
They had the same setup with the carts and the, you know, the caution tape and all that kind of stuff. And they actually had taped off on the ground in that area every 6 feet, a tape across the, you know, so you know what 6 feet is. And they were only letting so many at a time in.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was somebody there, and they were standing there in the line, which line wasn't that bad. It was, you know, it was earlier this morning when I was up there. But, yeah, the people standing in line were standing 6 feet apart, and there was one at the entrance to the little maze there, whatever. There was one at the entrance there, and then there was one at the door, and they only had the one set of doors open. Everything else is locked up.
Mm-hmm. I had to demask, y'all. I'm sorry. I won't breathe on you.
The next person couldn't go in until one came out.
Wow.
I think it's the way they had that set up.
Well,
so, yeah,
somebody said they really wished that Walmart would block off everything except the food, the checkouts, and the pharmacy. And they didn't mention the deli because they're still cooking. You know, they're still making food.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well, you know,
can't do that.
If you're just in there shopping, for goodness sake, you know.
It seems to me that, you know, the governor specifically said department stores. Okay, so why not close off the department store part of it, you know, and leave the pharmacy and the groceries, you know, the necessary part.
That makes sense.
You know, well, if you talk to her, you know she's scared to death.
Well, she had her mask on, and she saw me. I was looking for her, and she saw me, and she walked over, and she stood a good 6-8 feet away. She was observing the safe distance.
The protocol.
Of course, first time I met her, she stood 6 or 8 feet away, which I don't say as I blame her or anything.
You ought to see how far away she stays from me.
That's what I was going to say, you know. So, are you out working now? You out driving now?
I actually just parked that beast, and I'm in my pickup headed home.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me you started early. And I understand you watched the second episode of Tiger King.
Man, have you seen any
more
of it?
That is a train wreck. It's like a train ran over a bunch of nuns and cripple children. You got to look at it. It's a mess.
Yeah, I know. Man, I tell you what, that is.
And it's
weird.
The good thing is that kind of thing can keep you glued to the TV. So, you know, have some snacks delivered and just sit there and veg out on this thing. This thing is like, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No.
It's pretty bad.
How many have you seen so far?
I've just seen the first one.
Well, I saw the second one last night.
Uh-huh.
It's
from what I've seen so far, it seems like they ought to have a big sale on them jackets that fasten in the back. You know, because they all crazy, I think. But
let me just say this. You know, it seems like the big cat owners. Other than that, Carol Baskin.
Uh-huh.
Other than her, it seems like there's a thing about it's like a cult.
They're nutty.
They're polygamists.
Really?
Actually, yes. That one in South Carolina, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a harem of women there that work for him. And
so where you say you get yourself a big cat now? Because I know a harem came with it. You know.
Well, now you see, Joe,
he didn't like girls.
Joe Exotic. Yeah, now he's got a harem of boys.
Yeah, he's. So. As the song says, he's funny that way. Okay, man.
He ain't funny, ha ha.
No,
right?
He ain't that ha ha funny. Hey, man, be careful, and we'll be talking to you soon, man. Maybe we get out there
y'all be good.
And we can put the corona on the water and get some fishies.
Well, hey, you know, we can be 6 feet apart on my boat. Now.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later on.
Y'all be good.
Be careful. That's William B., my soon-to-be fishing buddy.
Yep.
And let's see. Terry, anything you got?
I want to ask Terry a question.
All right. Good idea.
Okay. Go ahead, David.
Terry, we were talking a little earlier about the virus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's getting to be more and more suspicions, or should I say, it's a living thing. Some people say it's a living thing, but it's really not a living thing. It takes the life out of something.
It's a bioweapon, David.
It's a bioweapon.
It was created in a laboratory.
Well, you know, I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, and I said this back when it first started. You know, all these Chinese students were out in the streets protesting and raising all kind of cane, and all of a sudden they couldn't do nothing with them. And all of a sudden this thing comes out, the streets are like, you know, high noon out there, nobody out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that weeks ago, and Tucker Carlson was talking about it last night.
Well, you know, I take notice when people that seem to know what they're talking about suspect it or... Uh-huh. I think they really know it. You know, there was, first of all, there was this propaganda that came out that said that the template that the virus was made on was not infectious enough for them to do this to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, infection has a method that they measure it. They call it like R sub what? Say R sub zero means just nothing can be infectious. This virus is like supposedly R sub 2.5. Measles is R12, which is highly more virulent, highly more infectious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why would they wanted it to be an R12? If I got to thinking about it, if they had made it an R12, it would have killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If this is some kind of an experiment, and maybe they were smart enough to throw them off by using a template virus. I call it a template virus. That they would say, well, that, you know, that wouldn't have been the virus of choice because it's not as virulent, not as infectious as, say, like a measles virus. But what do you think? What do you think, Terry?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Okay, let's think about this. The Democrats, ever since Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in 2016, they have tried 8 ways to Sunday to get rid of Donald Trump. All right. Obviously, they can't get rid of Donald Trump because we voted him in. He's a duly elected president. We, the people, the Christians, finally got off their lazy butts and went and voted. We got him in office. Now, Hillary Clinton didn't get in, so the New World Order is being on some stand down again. So what's just as good as getting rid of Donald Trump without getting rid of Donald Trump is you undo all the good stuff he's done. Look at what they've done. They've destroyed the economy. If this thing keeps going, folks, it's over. We got the highest unemployment ever. We got businesses that are shuttered. They are destroying the country, or whoever is behind this is destroying the country. The Democrats are loving it. You got Pelosi trying to pass a cryptocurrency. They're politicizing all the stimulus money. This is insane.
Yeah, where did this thing for the Kennedy Center come from? I mean, talking about needing money, and they're going to give it to the Kennedy Center?
Her daughter is on the board.
And then I understand that the Kennedy Center fired a bunch of people.
The band, yes. the orchestra.
Well, the Republicans are working to rescind that, and I sure hope they do.
And we've got a call. Let's see who's calling us up. Maybe they've got some new information here. Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Darn it, I won't.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Cooter.
Mr. Cooter, how y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Hey, I heard today that Georgia, Florida, Mississippi all are going to a full lockdown.
Wow.
They're surrounding us.
Wow.
We're surrounded. That's what you're saying?
Won't be long before Kay Ivey caves in, too, then, if they do that.
She probably will.
Well, yeah. If she has to close the liquor stores, I don't know what she's going to do.
She won't
be able to make the midnight run, I guess.
David was talking about that virus not being as deadly as it could be. It may be like some of the stuff they use in war. If they do something that's going to kill all your people, you leave your dead people and you keep going. But if you make your people sick,
exactly.
Then it takes two people to take care of every sick person.
Exactly.
So you're knocking out three times as many people, but only making them sick instead of killing them.
Which is the exact same reason they got rid of the 30 caliber machine gun or a weapon and went to the 223. Because it does it outright kill you. It hurts you to where you got to have two or three other soldiers to tend to you. So you take three people out of combat instead of just one that you kill. That makes perfect sense, Mr. Cooter.
Yeah.
Did you know you're not even allowed to use hollow point in a war zone?
That's right. That's exactly
right. But yet the government bought how many billion?
9 billion rounds. And that is true, by the way.
That's disgusting.
Billions and billions of rounds of hollow point, and everybody's got them.
You're not supposed to be using bioweapons on people either. But look at this.
Look at the rounds.
Well, you know what I'm waiting for?
What's that?
Rollerball. You remember when that movie, when the war was that roller derby? That's what they need to do.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I can see Mel Gibson in one of those cars now.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody doing rollerball next to it.
And only thing I'm worried about with this virus, if it kills all the cats and dogs, are going to be apes, and it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, we already got a bunch of them running around.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
There was another store, I don't know if you mentioned it a while ago. Somebody told me Home Depot are letting, I think there was 100 people in the store, and once they get 100 people, you stand there, and nobody else can go in until one comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And out on the sidewalk, they've got tape 6 feet apart. Everybody standing in the line has to stay six feet apart.
That's like Walmart.
Well, you know, with this society, we're so focused on litigation and lawyers and lawsuits, they're probably just CYA. They're CYA-ins.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You ought to see the paperwork I have to do because of that crap.
Us too.
You're talking about roping off part of the store. I'm sure some of you guys remember back when we had the blue laws. I was here in early to mid-70s, and the only people open on Sunday, I think, were like pharmacies or something.
That's right.
And you could go into a store like Kmart, but they had the rest of the store roped off. You couldn't do any shopping.
I worked at a little grocery store in Wetumpka. It was the Big Bear. It was open on Sunday. When we closed on Saturday night, they went over there, and they had a chain across the beer cooler.
It was just
like one of those stand-up coolers. And they chained that sucker shut, and you couldn't get it open.
You ain't going to sell no beer.
It was a long time later till they got to where they could sell liquor or beer. On Sunday.
I remember that.
Hey, Cooter, we have got another call.
Thanks, Mr. Cooter.
I appreciate it. Love all of you, man.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you calling.
Love the Cooter.
And you can call us. Well, they went away.
What?
Damn it.
That's okay.
If you were calling, call back. Yeah.
Don't cuss.
I
want to ask Terry a question about the virus again. Terry, you know, at first, the Chinese looked like they were gloriously doing a great job. They weren't having near as many infections as we were. And then all of a sudden, it's not making sense. It's like somebody lying.
Uh-huh.
Do you think they suppressed that information tremendously?
Yes. Well, remember, the first thing they said was the CIA created this weapon. Mm-hmm. They blamed the CIA. And I got to tell you, they may be right. We don't know. The Veterans Day article. Tell you, that's pretty compelling.
It's pretty compelling. Well, you look at that. I know you can doctor up a study online. But that thing looked authentic. And I got a friend in North Carolina. He swears it's for real.
We got another call.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air. Who's this? And don't cuss.
I won't cuss. My name is Steven. Hey, Terry. Long time.
Hey, Steven. How you doing, buddy?
Fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Couple of things. The critical point about the virus that what people are missing is it mutates. And that's why everybody needs to be shut down. It's not or the states need to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how many you kill or how many are infected. It's the total number of population that receives it. Whether you survive or not doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to mutate.
You find a serum for it or an antidote, whatever you want to call it, and then maybe it won't work for the next strain. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. That's why, you know, the flu comes back every year. It's still the flu, but it keeps getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And that ties into this. Nobody's found patient zero. We don't know where patient zero is, which means most likely it's going to be in a restricted country, like China.
Right.
You need to find patient zero to truly begin the process of, that's real complicated, of creating the vaccine, which can be duplicated from year on after the way you never lose the resistance.
And
we've never done that.
Terry, didn't you say that the United States was suing China?
We're suing China for $21 trillion, claiming, because of all the dead Americans.
Now, did they call Morris Bart,
Or was it...
I don't know if they dialed 3 and three, called three, the hammer.
Three. I don't know. Now, the hammer.
Yeah, when he dialed down
the hammer, I hit him. Scared the hell out them Chinese people.
Better believe it.
Get the Alabama hammer. There's some free advertising for Alabama hammer.
That'd work for it.
Send us a check.
Are you doing all right, Stephen? You hadn't. You know anybody that's got the virus?
I'm what you call one of them high risk people.
I am
very
well.
High risk.
Uh huh.
So I have been hiding.
Yeah.
I got a pretty extensive military background.
Yes, you do.
And one of the things that I did was I dealt with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
In my day, it was called CBR, Chemical, Biological, and Radiological Warfare.
Yeah.
I think they call it NBC now.
Mm-hmm.
Still the same stuff.
That's right.
So I'm pretty familiar with.
Is this a bioweapon, Steve?
Excuse me?
Is this a bioweapon?
Oh, absolutely.
Hmm.
Thank you.
I don't know whether it was released accidentally.
Yeah.
Or whether it was done intentionally. Well, see, bioweapons, this is what you've talked about. This bioweapons have a yield, just like nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
This is a low-yield bioweapon. Don't think it was ever really meant to kill that many people. It could also be used to, the target population. Take a look at the target population. You know, China don't like old people.
Yeah.
They don't like, and what's it doing? Yeah. Is it going after?
It's killing the old people.
Better put your mask back on, Russ.
Yeah, they're considered useless eaters because they're not contributing to them.
Very much. Yeah, that kind of goes to their philosophy, too.
That's right. You're right, Steve.
But you could run several different ways with that. But this is not, there's no patient zero.
You know,
it's natural.
Here's my take on it. I'm wondering if they're trying to destroy our economy through the back door.
Well, they're doing it. Somebody is.
You know, I mean, this economy.
Biological weapons have a devastation rate that's like, a magnitude of 10 compared. Nuclear weapons, the bad thing and the good thing is kind of hits you all at once. You know, it just wipes everything out. And pretty much, whatever's left, if you manage to survive, you might stick around.
Yeah.
Bioweapons are so unpredictable as to what the second and third order effects from the release point is that it's just incredible. That's generally why they are not used. That's why I'm wondering whether this was just a mistake and it's like, oh my God, it's out. Shut everything down. It's like, we don't know anything,
Yeah.
But again, I'm going to hammer this point. We don't know where patient zero is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That right there, somebody needs to be asking, that at a national level.
In this world of nuclear weapons, where if they fire those things off, they would destroy, everything.
Mad.
What other better way maybe to destroy a country or to put a country down than to destroy its economy?
Yep.
Look what's going on.
Oh, sure.
This is the reason why I'm an asset preservationist. I protected my people from this. They cannot be hurt so bad.
Versus the stock market.
Versus the stock market.
Yeah.
You hit that stock market and it goes down. Of course, we knew it was full of hot air, and it still is, my friends. I'm afraid to tell you, it don't belong as high as it is right now. Go do some reading. You'll see what I'm talking about. And they probably knew that if they did one thing to get it upset, overload our medical facilities and make everybody be paranoid and scared, it would destroy the economy. Look what it's doing. I've already been looking at this. Think about this. Let's say that tomorrow or 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, they lift up the where you can go home, go to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be people that's going to say, I'm not going. I'm scared. There's going to be people that's not going to do things. So there's going to be businesses that won't come back online. We're going to be messed up for years.
Right.
And then what if this virus comes back? Like you said, it could be the second and the third wave.
Mm-hmm.
What if it does? This has changed everything.
Yep.
Completely changed everything. And my message is the same as it was weeks and weeks and weeks and months ago. Get safe. When in doubt, take the safe route.
Hey, Stephen. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I was just going to say. Can't dispute a thing that man said.
No.
No, he's exactly right. Stephen, we got another phone call coming.
Stephen, I missed your calls on Saturday. Call me.
You got to call the man.
Call the man.
I'm trying. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, man. Love Thanks Steve. A lot, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stephen was like our military guy.
He sounds
very intelligent.
Pretty connected.
Extremely
there.
Intelligent and connected.
All right. You're on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest and Terry Adams. Who's this and don't cuss?
I want to.
Oh, my gracious. It's expert on viruses himself. It's Randall.
You was not supposed to cut him off. I just wanted to be put on hold to the commercial break. I wanted to hear him.
No, he was pretty informative.
He got his point across.
Uh-huh. Yes, he did.
Man, golly. But I missed it because it's been ringing for 10 minutes. I should have hung up. I thought y'all were going to commercial. I missed the end of it. I will go back and listen. That's a podcast you have to go.
There you go.
Just for that. But let's just take it another step. All right. What if it was created in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, what if it was carried by a soldier to China? Because that's what China claiming.
Right.
And they put it over there, 6 miles up away from that wet market, playing with a virus we created in North Carolina. Now, Donald Trump, he is putting a lawsuit. This is going to bring out who is really connected. And you got to look. Nancy Pelosi flew to San Francisco, and what none of that stuff in the plans for all that money stimulus. What none of that junk written till she came back from San Francisco.
Right.
And you know, 20 years ago she was a Republican. If you think our good old homeboy from Alabama, Jeff Sessions, got compromised, what makes you think she didn't get compromised 28 years ago? Just by being young and something happening.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
They
got her.
You know, they might have took her out and replaced her with a Chinese agent.
Yeah, but what?
That last name might be Perosi.
Is that what that plastic is from the agent's under?
Oh, let him finish.
What if they got a plan? She is American down at heart, y'all. They is even Democrat, diehard Democrat, saying, what in the heck is she doing? I mean, that is some dumb stuff. But she didn't do it until she flew to San Francisco. What if they trying to keep that vein pumping? And they get into everything, and they gonna cut this. And just think about the stimulus plan. No, Donald Trump been hollering, y'all go put your money in.
Randall,
I guess we lost.
Why all of a sudden
is he telling you to go to these national banks getting this money for all these $4 trillion? Something his people do not want. A lot of his people don't want you to hand out money, but now they all of a sudden fighting over it because 0% interest. What if the international banking system off? We about to bring all these jobs back within the next 8 years.
You talking about the end of the Federal Reserve and the central bank?
Man, what are you? Yes, sir. What if it is? We finna suck.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
Pump all the $4 trillion and then cut the head off of them. I mean, what if Donald Trump is? What if they put a plan together and Jeff Sessions is doing like Flower Child said? He is playing along with the game, and that's why he had to run it like this.
Yeah, they're going to blow us.
And so is Nancy Pelosi.
They're going to blow us back to the Stone Age, man.
They're headed that way now.
Well, hey, Randall.
It makes sense, Randall.
We appreciate you calling, Randall. You always got a good point.
Man, I love it. I can't wait. We bust them. Hey, that's why that currency was put in there, Terry. That's why that currency was put in there. We need our own hard currency.
Yeah, the Constitution says only our Treasury Department can print our money.
We need a new bill called the Randall. Got Randall's picture on it, and you can use it to settle debts and all that kind of stuff. Thanks a lot, Randall. We appreciate it. 272-9228 if you would like to jump into the fray.
Now, what he said about the Federal Reserve is absolutely right. It's unconstitutional. We should not have it.
No, well, we didn't have it for a long time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just
Creature
one of those things that's convenient, you know.
Mm. Creature from Jekyll Island.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, man, it's almost like we stepped from our reality into another one overnight, just like I put it right up there with 9/11.
Yep.
You know, it's just odd and strange.
We'll talk more about what's going on when we come back from the break, but it's no fun right now.
All right. Well, you don't go anywhere because we're going to stay right here, and I'm going to hold my mask up to my face on the next break here. Just kind of hold. I'm not going to put it on because I can't breathe with it on. But we'll be remaining safe.
You don't have that COPD, do you?
I got something. I don't know. It's strange. I think the sinuses have been bothering me.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more health and wealth.
here on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Hey, you know, that's our commercial that's coming up. We got the phones. Well, they're not. Most of them are still there. Let's just
go
power through this thing here.
Do it.
You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Just who's this? Don't cuss.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. You cutting grass?
Yeah. I
listen
to you on the app cutting grass.
There you go.
And I'm walking away from the old lawnmower. I'm not on the air, am I?
Yes, you are, Sam.
Oh, gosh, I hate to waste people's time. Listen. Terry, I heard what you said earlier about the angelic.
Yes.
No, I can't wait to hear more about that.
You will, Saturday night.
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to remind everyone that if we get Randall's face on a dollar bill, you know, only dead folks get put on the currency.
Oh, Randall.
That's so a sad. Good point.
So bad.
Now, we'll make a special, thing for Randall so he can be alive and have his
face. Yeah, there you go. When you think about true, if this is about the Federal Reserve, cleaning it up and getting rid of it, I always think back to George Washington, that third vision he had.
Yes.
Boatloads of men coming across the ocean, headed to America to wage war.
Yep.
And, he said, we survive it and we're better for it. But that would be something that I believe the rest of the world, the good old bankers, they wouldn't tolerate this a bit. All right, that's my 2 cents.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey,
y'all
have a good night.
Thank you, sir.
You know, speaking of bankers, uh-huh. You know, tomorrow one of the programs is opening up where businesses can actually borrow through the SBA loan. It's laxed. In other words, easier to get. I don't know how easy it's going to be to get. But businesses can borrow for 1%. Now, it was going to be 0.5%.
Uh-huh.
But they need to pay the banks, so they had to jack it up. The banks got to make their money.
Still, 1% is not too bad.
I know, but if...
It's money that they create with nothing but a pinstripe.
And it's also money that you've lost because you couldn't work.
Okay. We've got somebody else on the phone. Okay. I don't know who it is. We'll find out.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Boris.
Boris.
Hello, Boris. How are you?
Boris, look for Moose and Squirrel.
Tavaric, Boris.
I have a question.
Okay.
This Randall personality that special telephone line for your radio station.
Yes.
Is it called the hotline or the back phone? I am certain that I heard in background the noise from the movie that had Matt Helm when he called your station. I heard the ringing in the background. It sounded like Matt Helm telephone. The special one line only tomorrow. Uh-huh.
He's got a main line here. That's it.
Buried all the way under the Atlantic Ocean, special one line only to Kremlin.
He's got that satellite phone. He can cut in on any conversation.
And Randall need to have a gold coin minted in his
The Randall Memorial Coin, and you can get the gift set.
1 ounce gold bullion coin.
Uncirculated.
Littleton gold, yes.
Uh-huh.
Have one of these.
You get it on a chain around your neck with a cloth.
It'll be worth more than the dollars will here pretty soon.
There you go.
You never know when dollar go kaplunk and petrol
well,
dollar.
That's when you invest in a lot of vodka.
There you go.
Vodka is traded now with McDonald's and Soviet Union. Excuse me.
You can use the French fries at McDonald's to make the vodka. Yeah.
I know.
Call it Mac Vodka. Yeah.
Hey,
well, thanks.
I wanted to tell you guys, I had to go to the Baptist Wound Care Center yesterday to get dealt with.
Yeah.
And enough.
You okay?
Well, that's a long story, but I pulled up at the parking lot, and the little gals rush out, and they got their masks on and all that stuff. They come to the car, check you in from your car.
Wow.
Tell you nobody can come in with you. You got to come in by yourself. And, I mean, they are really giving it a serious effort to contain anything coming in or going out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's a strange, strange world that we live in. When you walk into the bank without a mask, they set the alarm off. I mean, you know.
Well,
good point.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, man.
go to the dollar store, you're at the checkout line, you're getting your Clorox and what have you, and the lady right behind you with the real sweaty, sweaty hands just bumps up right next to you, and you say, excuse me, could you back up a little bit?
Yeah.
They don't get it. There's folks that still don't get it.
No, you're correct.
They never will.
I was watching a... there's a real reason I called you, other than to pretend that I am Boris. that's
kids
a long story. Yeah, Boris Badenoff,
yes.
when they did the Rocky and Bullwinkle, that satire.
Uh-huh. Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Rocky and Bullwinkle. Now.
Wonderful stuff.
Jim
love
Fabry.
It.
Have you seen the new ones on Amazon
one?
Prime?
No.
Oh, my Lord, they're hilarious. They got just, you have to look at them two or three times. There's little things in the background that you don't see the first time. You know what? How they hide little jokes in there? And, I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, where did Rocky go to school?
Watson Mata U, wasn't it?
No, Bullwinkle went there, didn't he?
Oh, did he? And they live in Frostbite Falls.
Yes, it's wonderful. I love all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite jokes is they were looking for this... The show came out in it was late 50s, early 60s, and you remember, Candid Camera was on.
Yeah.
And Alan Funt's sidekick was Durwood Kirby.
Okay.
Well, they had one episode, they were looking for this famous hat that got stolen. It was the Kerwood Derby. And, I mean, just little stupid
you
things
go.
Like that. That's clever.
There you go.
All right, man. We appreciate you calling.
Natasha went to Transylvania.
There you go.
Transylvania, you?
Yes.
Okay.
Boris and Natasha, yes.
And Paul Frees voiced Boris. And June Foray was Natasha.
Yep.
And
Rocky the Squirrel.
And William Conrad was the announcer.
Son of a gun.
William Conrad, the original... Gunsmoke.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
yeah.
He should have been on TV.
Well, he was too fat.
I know.
That was the only thing.
He got to come back in the 70s with Cannon.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. And you know who was Doc on the radio?
Of course.
Floyd.
Yep.
Howard McNear.
Yep. Yep.
And he's like, oh, Matt, the guys are coming. They're coming to town, Matt.
What's happening there, Barney?
What do we do?
Well, he would always get so excited when people got killed because that's how he got paid.
And he never got paid.
He always complained about it.
They'd give him some whiskey and he'd be all right, you know. Yeah.
Love the original Gunsmoke on radio.
There is on Netflix, there is a running series, Netflix original, called Pandemic.
I've not seen it yet. I've got it there to watch, but I haven't looked at it.
Forget the thing about the tiger and all that, the comedy thing with the tiger dude. Forget that.
Uh-huh.
Watch Pandemic. One of the guys who was on one of the features in Pandemic has been working his company down in Guatemala. They went down there for two seasons in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
Inoculating swine, they're trying to create the antibodies in the animal, and he was featured tonight on a piece that popped up there on Fox.
Uh-huh.
His company has really made a breakthrough.
Yeah, I understand that the pig is they're kind of similar to our physiology.
Very much
and,
so.
And you can experiment on them and stuff.
Yeah, all you got to do is look at people eat. You know,
in commemoration of our efforts to beat back these viruses and diseases that come from swine and fowl and what have you, tonight I've got a piece of pork tenderloin in the oven, and I've got two chicken breasts on the top simmering.
Way to sacrifice for the people.
You are a great American, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah. I'm stimulating the economy.
There you go. All right,
thank
sir.
You,
well,
Claudette.
We appreciate it, and we always glad to hear from you.
Siva, spasiva.
tell Natasha and Fearless Leader we said hey.
Da.
Bye.
See you later. 272-9228 if you want to give us a call. I thought of a couple of things today. These are some hacks I thought of while I was in Walmart. Now, if you can't find any spray like the Clorox spray or anything like that, if you can find some rubbing alcohol.
Well, yeah, that's
what you might have some of that at home.
Yeah.
Put it in a spray bottle and just spray it on a cloth, clean cloth, and you can use that in a pinch. Now that would work.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, you're looking for wipes. You can't find any for your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The things you use to clean your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
They have alcohol. I don't know if it's enough in there, but it does smell alcohol-y, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could try that. That would be good in a pinch. You're going to love this one now. odorless or unscented right guard. The gel.
Yeah.
That could work as hand sanitizer.
Really?
In a pinch. So
I'd have to see what was in that.
Just something to think about. We got another call. Man, it's hot tonight.
Hot tonight.
Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cut.
This is Amos.
Amos yeah. Moses.
Right. In fact, you can get the old Amos and Andy Now series. They're bringing those back.
Those are funny.
They're hilarious.
I don't care what anybody says. Those are funny. And what was the comedian, Dick Gregory?
Oh yeah.
He said something about those times when black people He said, yeah, but they was working.
That's right.
Said, what was her name? Said Hattie McDaniel. Said she played a maid all the time, but she never was one. So, you know, it was a different time, and these people, you know, they made some comedy that stood the test of time.
Amen. But didn't cuss once either.
No, they didn't cuss. Kingfish.
Okay, I got 2 points I'd like to bring out.
All right, sir.
Number one, what's happening is a slow step Marxist takeover of our society. They've eliminated our First, Second, Fourth Amendments. They've eliminated our voting in the name of some disease, eliminated our right to vote, because in the primaries, you know, there's amendments and other things that are also to be voted on at those times. They have closed the courts and a whole host of things. In Congress, they have eliminated the debate and everything in the House of Representatives by having only a consensus or a vote, so the people, and Nancy Pelosi has banned electronic voting so that the members can actually vote on it. So they've eliminated the House of Representatives.
Wow.
And so that's my opinion. It's just a slow walk, Marxist takeover. Right? That's the first issue. Okay. Second issue I'd like to address is all of this stuff I hear on the radio about obeying the governments because of Romans, the 13th chapter.
Bull.
And I want to tell you why that is bogus.
Well, tell me what Romans 13 is. I don't know that.
That's the one that says, oh, you got to obey the government.
Yeah, because you're put there by God.
You give to Caesar what is Caesar, and that's not the right one.
Yeah. And you hit on a good point there, because the only thing in those first seven verses that Paul talks about in obeying the government is paying taxes, giving tribute to whom tribute, revenue to whom revenue, custom to whom custom. Mm-hmm. And then he says, don't be a butthole about it, because you're supposed to show respect and honor to people. That means I didn't like Obama, but I wasn't going to call him vile, filthy names and do things like that, because that's not showing respect to the government. You don't go up to a policeman and start calling him a bunch of vile, filthy names. And that's what Paul was talking about. Don't go out and find a Roman soldier and insult him so you could aggravate him and he would work you over. Mm-hmm. Right, but here's the point. That whole chapter, that whole first seven verse, then he goes on to another topic. That whole seven verse is talking about paying taxes and being a respectful person. Mm-hmm. And simply because it says whosoever and mentions the word evil, they take it to apply it to anything they want. That is why the people, you hear Christians throw up Romans 13, you got to obey the government. That is a verse for cowards to hide behind, so they never have to take a stand on anything the government does that is evil.
Well, what do you think about this? Now, let me ask you this. I've read the Bible. I've read it through two or three times. I find a lot of good stuff in there. But, you know, it for the first, 1,000 years, it was in several different languages, like Sanskrit and Hebrew and what's that other one?
Aramaic.
And so when they got over here, they translated it into German. You know, Gutenberg, he's printed the first Bibles that were printed. And then, you know, King James comes along. He says, well, you know, I will pay to get it done into English, because it's pretty cool. But they actually hired people to kind of punch it up a little bit. And, you know, there's no telling what was really in the Bible.
Well, they took out a lot of the books.
Well, and they put stuff in.
Yeah.
And you think maybe this tax thing and other things were stuff that got put in later. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a mob waiting for me when I get out there, but it's possible. I mean, they hired Shakespeare to write part of it. Francis Bacon wrote part of it. I mean, you know, there's no telling who put what in there.
Well, the King James was translated by the Royal House of England to reflect the philosophy of the Royal House of England.
Well, there you
I'll
go.
I'll give you a quick example.
Mm-hmm.
You know where it says, Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare one for you.
Right.
And everybody sings those songs, I've got a mansion over the hill, all that. The word there is more like abode or cubicle. But when they went to translate it, you remember 80% of the people were still working on some estate back at the time of the King James Version.
Yeah.
So they said, you know, if we translate this, that when you go to heaven, all you're going to get is a little cubicle or a little hut,
on the
they're
boat.
Not going to work their guts out for us.
Yeah.
We say, if you work your guts out for the dukes and the earls and the lords and do what the priests tell you, you're going to get a mansion.
There
and
you
that
go.
Way we can make them work their guts out for the royalty.
And if you think people can't be manipulated by something like that, go down to Walmart like I did today and watch all the scared people running around trying to get stuff they need, and they're
well,
just they're,
I can tell you I've been using some stuff that motivate people. Today I had somebody put some money in, and instantly they got almost $100,000 added.
Oh my gracious!
It was called a bonus.
That's
and
good.
You know what it did? It took them right back to what they had lost, and they haven't. They're not down.
But they're loving you right now.
They are loving me. Plus, the thing is, if the stock market starts going back up, they're going to make money. If it goes down, they're not going to lose any money. And
win-win.
It saved their, you know what.
Yep.
So what I'm trying to say is, if any of you out there are interested in getting back to where you were or close to where you were, give me a call, 279-7431. Let me see if I can make you whole again.
All right. We appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. That was a great call.
Yeah, thank you.
And we do have one more call. We might have time for
all
one
right.
more. You're on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest and Terry Adams. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Speedy Gonzalez.
Hey, man.
I had to say something about the mansion thing, okay?
Okay.
There's many interpretations of how that, and I'm not going to say he's wrong, but this interpretation that I heard.
Yeah.
When they asked, you know, Jesus about where the Father, you know, and the term came down through the Aramaic, and it was translated into Latin, the word mansione in the original Latin tongue was along the Rome road going, the big road. This is where the real wealthy people had money to build tombs, mausoleums for their dead relatives.
Uh-huh.
And have you heard of a Lars, L-A-R-S?
No, I have not.
This was in the Roman thing. They're little spirits, that little statue. They would put that in front. And anyway, the long story short, because I know I got to cut this quick. The allusion there was that the Father in heaven has many places that are not of this world.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was the reference, that Mansione in the Roman was, this is where the houses of those who have passed on are for
makes
the
sense.
Families.
That makes sense.
And that they are in the spiritual realm. They're real. They didn't cease to exist.
Yeah, they just moved to a different dimension.
Right.
And another thing in Romans, it was the fields of Elysium. You know, their paradise. And that was part of that thing with the Mansione, is that the illusion was that the Father has many, 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 many places that are not of this physical realm.
Amen.
Not just one heaven, but as many as he chooses.
That's
where those who are in the ethereal plane dwell with him. But can I give you a piece of scripture?
Sure.
If my people who call me by my name will humble themselves before the Lord and
heal their land.
Quit up, you know, doing wicked things, I can heal their land. That's one of the oldest pieces of scripture.
Wish it would happen. It's not good.
If we can do that together in unison,
Everybody lock arms together, look up and say, Lord, forgive us and thank you. He can do all kind of things for us.
We're going to have to secede from the union to get that done.
There
probably.
You go.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it's
right.
A covenant.
There you go.
Thank you.
Bless y'all.
Thank you, sir.
And we are fresh out of time, too. The phones are lit up. We just can't take another call.
But
we'll do this again next Thursday night.
This is a good show.
And
good Lord willing.
Don't forget. Terry Adams is here from 6 until 10 Saturday night, so clearing the air, you can get in touch with him there. And he always has a great show.
Yeah.
It's always thought-provoking and just good radio. And we'll be back live Monday night. We're running a classic show tomorrow night. And we'll be back, as I said, live Monday night, ready to take your calls. And no telling what we'll have going on by then. Yes, sir?
Have I got enough time to close out here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So... we don't know if this was a connived thing of the virus. I feel like it could be, probably is. The evidence is looking that stronger every day. But whether it is or whether it wasn't, the fact is that it has affected your portfolio, your retirement money. And what we need to do, if you're at the age that you might need this money in the near future, you can give me a call at 279-7431. Just like I said, we can add huge bonuses to your program as long as they last. I mean, these things are sort of like, you know, when you're running a special on something.
Yep.
These insurance companies are putting this out there because they know people are hurting and they also want to get the business, okay? So take advantage of that right now if you can, and let's get you back up to where you were or close to where you were in portfolio value, because right now we can. And if this thing turns around and goes back down again, which I'm afraid it might, you could miss that opportunity. So give me a call, 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
And we'll be back live Monday night. And thanks to Terry Adams, and thanks to all you folks who called in. And this is a very good show. I really enjoyed it. And we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.